Masechet Menachot Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalid. Many times we compare Korbanot to the Korban Mincha. And when there's a situation where a meat of a Korban is lost by the Kohen, or the meat becomes Tameh, or whatever, something like that, and the blood wasn't yet thrown on the Mizbeach, are you allowed to offer the blood on the Mizbeach and say that the Korban counted? That, for example, someone who owes a Korban or obligated in a korban wouldn't have to bring a new one, even though he didn't have the meat because he threw the blood, or not. There's a machloke between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, if the blood doesn't permit the meat, if the meat is not around anymore, or if the meat is not pure, then it should not be thrown on the mizbeach. The korban becomes invalid, and the owner has to bring a new korban. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the blood should be thrown. Just because the meat is not there doesn't mean the blood can't be thrown. And the korban would become valid once the meat is thrown, and the owner does not have to bring a new korban. So we'll apply that to the laws of menachot. When the shirayim, the leftover flour of a korban mincha, is not there, or it's pasul, are you allowed to take the kometz and put that on the mizbeach or not? Mishnah says, nitme'u shiareha. Nisrefu sheareha, avdu sheareha. If the remainder of the mincha, that flour, became tameh, or it was burned or lost before the kometz was burned on the mizbeach, kemidat Rabbi Eliezer keshera. According to the rule of Rabbi Eliezer, it is considered to be kosher. Like he said with the animal korban, that the blood of the animal korban is allowed to be thrown, even if there's no meat for it to permit. The same is true of the mincha. If the remainder is tameh, the kometz is still valid and can be burned on the mizbeach, even though there's no shirayim for the person to eat. According to the rule of Rabbi Yehoshua, just like the animal korban, where the blood of the animal korban cannot be thrown unless there's meat that could be eaten, same in our case. The kometz is invalid, and it should not be burned on the mizbeach because there's no extra flour to be eaten. After the kometz is removed from the mincha, it's placed in a klei sharet, and it's sanctified, and then it's brought on the mizbeach to be burned. We'll talk about a situation where the kometz was not put into the klei sharet. Shelo beklei sharet pesulav. The kometz of the mincha was not put into the klei sharet after it was taken away from the rest of the flour, and it was brought directly by hand to the mizbeach and burned over there. The mincha is invalid because it was missing a crucial component of the avodah. The Torah tells us, Kodesh Kadashim hi kahatat ka'asham, that the mincha has to go through four procedures in order to be valid, just like the hatat and the asham. The blood of the hatat and asham have to be sanctified first in a klei sharet before the throne on the mizbeach. Like it was over here, the kometz has to be sanctified in some capacity by putting it in the klei sharet before it's burned on the mizbeach. So therefore, the mincha is considered to be invalid because it's missing placement in the klei sharet. V'Rabbi Shimon machshir, but according to Rabbi Shimon, the kometz is kosher even though it was not put into a klei sharet. It was burned halachically in a valid way. He compares the hatat and asham to the mincha in a different way. So therefore, he doesn't use this limud in order to learn out that just like the mincha and the asham need to have sanctification in the klei sharet, the mincha does as well. That's just the opinion of Tana Kamma. Rabbi Shimon uses it for a different purpose. Now we'll talk about whether the entire kometz has to be burned in one time period. Hiktir kumsa pa'amayim kesherav. He burned the kometz on the mizbeach twice. He divided it up into two. He put one half of the kometz on the fire, and then the second half afterwards, the mincha is valid. If he divided it into three or more parts and put each part on the mizbeach on the fire separately, the mincha is not valid because each part is going to have less than a kazayit. So if he does it in two parts, it'll have a kazayit in each one, and that's okay. If he does it in more than two parts, just by the sheer volume, it'll have less than a kazayit, and it would not be considered valid.